Life Audio.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Today I am continuing my series on prayer. So the topic today is on seeking first God's kingdom. A final caveat in scripture to prayer is that we have to have our priorities straight. Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." That's Matthew 6, verse 33. Jesus repeated the same concept in his last instructions to the disciples. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit." John 15, 7-8. The precondition is that we must be seeking first the kingdom and abiding in him. That way, the things we're asking for in prayer will be God's will for us, and they also won't be more important to us than he is. Any good thing can become toxic if it becomes an obsession. This is the foundation of all addictions. All of them take something originally intended to be a blessing and twist it into a tyrant which ultimately enslaves us. Money is to be shared for good works and kingdom purposes, 1 Timothy 6, verse 18, but the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, 1 Timothy 6, 10. Wine is a blessing to gladden men's hearts, Psalm 104, verse 15, but drunkenness is warned against, Galatians 5:21, etc. So in the same way, even if something is promised in Scripture, it's unhealthy to fixate on that to the point that it becomes an obsession that enslaves us. Also, such a state is essentially synonymous with fear that we won't get the thing we so desperately want. And there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. That's 1 John 4, verse 18. This is important when it comes to receiving what we ask for in prayer, because faith works through love, Galatians 5, verse 6. The opposite of fear is both faith and love, which go together. If we shift our focus from the thing we're begging to receive to the perfect love of the Father, peace comes. And then our priorities will straighten themselves out with no direct effort from us. So thanks for joining me. Hope that was helpful to you, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.